Thanks for checking out the latest episode of the Spencer on Sports podcast. Heard weekday afternoons from 4 to 6 on 1600 ESPN. This is Spencer on Sports on 1600 ESPN.
Away we go on a Wednesday. How you doing, Eastern Iowa? It is Spencer on Sports here on 1600 ESPN. One last time for the week, a Power Hour edition of the show. Cubs radio pregame starts at 5:05. We're hanging out till then here on 1600 ESPN. 319-366-1600. Talk line and text line both open for you like always here on a weekday afternoon. Thanks for checking out the program. 1600 AM all across Eastern Iowa. If you're in the car in Cedar Rapids, you can punch us on your radio dial. Don't punch your radio physically. It hurts. Damage your car. Hit the button that says 102.3 FM or crank the knob or whatever you got to do. Everybody's radio is different, right? Mine's got the touch screen, but also the knob. Anyway, 102.3 FM if you're in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM if you're in Iowa City, Johnson County proper. Of course, streaming KGYMradio.com. And if you're listening on the podcast after hours, welcome to you as well. Thanks for checking out the show at KGYMradio.com or on our free KGYM Sports Radio app. Again, 319-366-1600. Got another busy weather afternoon. Anticipating some weather coming our way this evening and into the first part of tonight. National Weather Service putting out a tornado watch within the last half hour. I had one yesterday. We have another one today. Tornado watch in effect for the entire listing area includes Linn County, Johnson County, also surrounding counties like Benton, Iowa, Jones, and Washington counties, and basically all around. If you're listening to the sound of my voice, you are likely under a tornado watch this afternoon. Means conditions are favorable for the possibility of tornadoes. Seeing some warnings out toward the Marshalltown area. That is kind of heading this way, moving slowly. Just looking at that warning information with some hail possible there. But nothing in the immediate area, expecting more development. We'll get an update from meteorologist Kason Frericks with Iowa's News Now coming up in about 15 to 20 minutes or so. But a tornado watch in effect for the entire listing area that goes until 9 o'clock this evening. Tomorrow looks like a pretty good day. Friday afternoon looks like it could be stormy. And again, forecast details coming up in just a bit. What do we got for you on the Power Hour? Well, it is a busy day in sports. We got plenty of transfer portal topics to talk about. Iowa women's hoops getting a key commitment out of the portal earlier today. We were anticipating it yesterday. All the cryptic posts, celebratory gifts, and the eyes emojis from the coaching staff. And it was all happening yesterday afternoon. And I'm like sitting here waiting, like, okay, when's it going to drop? What's going to happen? It didn't happen until today, but important piece to the puzzle, second commitment for Jan Jensen of the Iowa women coming out of the transfer portal today. Tell you more about who that is in just a moment. Also, get into some men's basketball news involving Tavion Banks. Really no news with Tavion Banks. You know he's, of course, trying to get another year of eligibility and come back to the University of Iowa and play for Ben McCollum. He announced today he's doing similarly to what Milan Momcilovic did with Iowa State. He's entering the NBA draft and the transfer portal, but he wants to come back to Iowa. That's just kind of life in college basketball right now. We'll see how it all plays out with him. But Tavion Banks, an update on his status. Also some interesting portal movement today, including where one former Hawkeye women's basketball player just landed. We'll tell you about that before 4:30. Got some spring football stuff to talk about, some check-ins to do. We'll dive back to the Hawkeyes and the Cyclones coming up after 4:30. Got some sound from one of the Iowa offensive linemen poised to make a big step in their involvement in the game plan, if you will, in the lineup for 2026. We'll hear from him coming up after 4:30. Also, Aiden Flora, one of the returning players from the last tenure, the Matt Campbell era in Iowa State, staying through the coaching change, and now we'll play for Jimmy Rogers. We'll check in with him coming up after 4:30 as well. Also today, it is Jackie Robinson Day in Major League Baseball. Had a couple day games today. Of course, the day celebrating the breaking of the color barrier, the anniversary of that in Major League Baseball. All teams, honoring that today and had three day games today. Plenty of action under the lights tonight, including the Cubs and the Phillies from Philadelphia. NBA play-in tournament continuing tonight. A couple good games last night. Portland and Charlotte both winning. That Charlotte game, despite the technical difficulties at the end by Amazon Prime. Did you see that last night? I was too – I saw it online. Of course, Amazon Prime's online. I know that. I was watching the Brewers blow a lead last night at home. Miserable baseball in Milwaukee. And you could say – at times in Chicago as well. But watching that and saw everybody in an uproar because Amazon Prime had a glitch last night. Hopefully a little bit better tonight for night two of the play-in. But certainly a fun night of sports last night, and looking forward to another one here tonight. 319-366-1600 as we get going here on a Wednesday. Let's just start things up as we talk transfer portal, college hoops talk. It's been the topic du jour lately. So get to it here on a Wednesday.
What's happening?
Big news. This just in.
This is really important.
Wow, that is really, really big.
We start with the good old transfer portal. Comings, goings, and more. I don't know if there's really and more. It's just comings and goings, basically. Players have entered the portal. Continue to enter the portal. Players are coming back. Players are going places. That's what you get with the transfer portal. But a lot of eyes on that, not just here in Iowa, but across the country for both the Iowa men and women. We'll get to that Tavion Banks story here in just a minute. But mentioned a few moments ago, just kind of the anticipation, right? If you're an Iowa women's basketball fan, yesterday afternoon, if you're active on social media, or even if you've logged in later at night, you probably saw commitment coming. Who is it going to be? And of course, we know the kind of the names that have been visiting, and you know, the players that might fit with the system that Jan Jensen and staff are running in Iowa City. But you don't really know until it's official, and maybe some T's needed to be crossed, I's needed to be dotted with the paperwork, the scholarship off. I'm not really sure what they even call national letter of intent, kind of whatever they have determined the forums you need to sign are when you transfer. But Iowa women officially today getting a transfer from an experienced guard, someone who's been around the block a time or two, and coming out of the Big 12, Amari Whiting, a name that I know a lot of people were chatting about, at least in my feeds and social media, as a possibility, a like of the fit for the Iowa women's team. She is officially pledged to spend her final year in Iowa City. She started her career at BYU and spent this past season at Oklahoma State. So plenty of experience in the Big 12, has one season of eligibility left. She even said on X, saying, hey, one last go around, these words exactly, but saying, hey, last opportunity for me to play college ball. This is where I want to spend it. And where she plans on spending it is Iowa City, Iowa. With the Hawkeyes here, of course, Iowa now with two portal commitments out of the cycle so far. Portal opening last week Monday, and identifying obviously all the talent that you want to at least try to bring in for a visit. That's step one: bringing them in for a visit, selling them on the vision for the program, and then trying to get their commitment out of the portal is obviously an animal of itself, but. Two portal commitments in total now when you add in the pledge from Danny Carnegie from the University of Georgia, the all-SEC first-teamer who committed over the weekend. Iowa now getting the commitment from guard Amari Whiting from Oklahoma State, ranked the number 33 player in the country by ESPN. Her mom, how she got to BYU, she was a high schooler in Idaho, but her mom was the head coach at BYU at the time, so went to go play for her mother, ended up transferring to Oklahoma State, and now for her final season, she's moving from the Big 12 to the Big 10. When it comes to it, you look at her numbers, there's not a number that jumps out at you like 17 points per game like you saw with Carnegie, but you do see solid fit all around. You know, we'll see where she slots in. More of a depth piece, I think, when you kind of look at the bigger picture with the players that Iowa has on this team. But obviously an experienced role, right? And that's something, you know, this team is getting more experienced as they go along. As you have the players like Taylor Stremlo and Ava Hayden get another year of eligibility, another year of experience on the court. They take what they learned in their second season in Iowa City, and now they're the upperclassmen kind of mentoring the younger players that come in. You know, Chitchat Wright as well. She's got that extra year, or not extra year, but additional year of experience. But having kind of a senior leader, right? And obviously, it's not an exact or not an easy thing to enter a program as kind of the newbie and take over as the vocal leader. We saw that with Lucy Olson when she came in for her one season in Iowa City. Took her a while to get comfortable with being that kind of leadership voice. And I don't know if that's necessarily what's going to be expected of Whiting, since you have a Chitchat Wright, who they're encouraging to be more vocal. Taylor Stremlo as well, who we've heard is trying to break out of her shell a little bit. Same with Ava Hayden, right? Can she be that team leader? But having a player who's played high-level basketball, maybe in a different conference, but played at a high level and has experience and, has been in tough situations, pressure situations, right? It's a little bit more to that. There's a little bit more to that than bringing in a freshman or sophomore. Nothing against that, obviously. You know, you get a couple extra years to mold them, especially if they were a player that saw limited playing time at their previous stop. But when you have someone who's kind of going for that last ride, if you will, that last go around in college basketball, Oklahoma State, a solid program, right? They were an NCAA tournament team, if I remember correctly, this year, but wanting to move up a level to the Big Ten, playing in, one of the best conferences in college basketball, women's college hoops, and kind of having that extra fuel, right? To, hey, this is my last ride. This is my last season. Try to go out and win the game and kind of have that fire underneath you. I think that means something, and I think that was certainly part of it here as well, for getting her out of the transfer portal and convincing her to come to Iowa City. So Amari Whiting, coming from Oklahoma State, again, two seasons at BYU, a year at Oklahoma State. Her numbers with BYU in her two seasons there. This is from Kyle Huseman's reporting and Hawkeye Report, by the way. Good stuff from them just in general about the transfer portal in women's basketball. But Whiting starting 63 games at BYU, 10.4 points, about 5 rebounds, just under 4 assists, and about 2 steals per game. Shooting, this is in two seasons at BYU, 39% from the floor, about 29% from three, so you'd like to see that a little bit higher, and about 60% from the free throw line. The big thing that I see here, when you look at her numbers with BYU in particular, consecutive seasons with 100-plus assists. So she's definitely a facilitator, not a scorer. And sixth in the Big 12, her second season at BYU, 60 steals. So facilitator, defensive player. Getting steals, able to knock the ball away, get turnovers, and you create those turnovers into transition baskets, right? Points off turnovers, so important at any level of basketball. That's immediately what stands out just kind of in reading about her earlier today. Can assist, can set up the shot, certainly can score, get the ball in the basket when you need her to. But 60 steals as a sophomore is huge. Started 34 games. That was the BYU stuff, like I said. 34 games at Oklahoma State. Points per game went down a little bit, 9.6 points this past season. Rebounds up a little bit, about 6 rebounds a game, about 3 assists, and still about 2 steals per game. She was 42% from the floor, 32% from three, and her free throw numbers really were good this past season, shooting about 72%. Obviously, would like to see that a little bit higher, but her career best at least this past season down in Stillwater. 97 assists this past year, and then 199 rebounds as well. That's huge, too. So 60 steals, she's shown at a high level. Excuse me, she can get those steals, create those turnovers on the defensive end, grab the rebounds, 199 rebounds last year for Okie State. And then, again, the assists are huge as well with 97 of them last season for the Cowboys. Just some more from her, just kind of reading again more about her. Again, a tip of the cap to Hawkeye Report for their great work. But double figures, 17 games, had 16 points against K-State, BYU, 18 against Tulsa as well. So can score the basketball when she's in that role, but she can also facilitate. She can get rebounds. She's again, like I said, able to create those turnovers. And I think it's a solid get, right? Even if she's not in a starting role, yeah, and maybe she will be, right? We don't know how the lineup's going to shake out. There's eight players now total on the roster for the Iowa women here in 2026. Still some more depth needed, still some more players needed for their team. But she's got 1 year left, and I think that's kind of an important factor in this as well, kind of having that fire, right? Having that want to be successful and want to be that kind of difference maker on a high level team that certainly can use that, right? Use an extra kind of experienced voice for this team. I think that certainly is something that you value if you're Jan Jensen. So that's I think the tail of the tape there on her. But Amari Whiting making that official today, committing out of the transfer portal, was at Oklahoma State, and now will be coming to Iowa City. 319-366-1600. Interesting to note, too, speaking of transfers from the Iowa women's program, still tracking where other players, the players that have left, will end up. Callie Levine, of course, heading up I-380 from Iowa City to play for Tanya Warren at Northern Iowa. Just learned within the last, probably 30 minutes or so, Iowa will see Addie Deal again next season. She is staying in the conference. She is going to the University of Wisconsin. Wisconsin making a pretty big splash, bringing in a highly rated recruit, at least on the recruiting ranking side of things. Wisconsin having an okay season, a better season than they're used to, but still not a team that has had a lot of success in the Big Ten. But Addie Deal making it official that she is headed to the Wisconsin Badgers. Some rumors flying about maybe another Hawkeye that might be joining her up there. We have not seen anything official on that, so I will not say anything, say anything or repeat anything or make too many inferences there. But a lot of internet rumors about who else could be going to different places. That's what this time of the year is, right? But Addie Deal staying within the conference and sharing her picture on social media in the red and white. So that's where she ends up. That's two former Hawkeyes off the board with Levine and Deal. Unless there's other announcements that I've missed, we'll find out certainly. But that was the latest there. 319-366-1600. Quick pivot to men's hoops here. I've been tracking the transfer portal for Ben McCollum and the Hawkeyes as well. Nothing to explicitly report. There have been visits. That is for certain here. Hawkeyes still doing their work in the transfer portal, getting a visit recently from Andrew McKeever out of St. Mary's. 7'3", 285. You talk about a rim protector. He certainly is one for the Iowa men's team. See if Iowa can land a commitment from him. Another transfer, potential transfer on campus today, Kyan Evans from the Kansas City area. He is transferring from North Carolina. He was at Minnesota yesterday, so it's the battle of former Drake coaches for his services. At least that's what it seems like in the present moment. But Nico Medved hosting Kyan Evans from North Carolina for a visit yesterday. He on Instagram sharing that he was in Iowa City for a visit today. So we'll see if any of those visits can bear fruit. But a lot of names still being tossed out there for potential visits and players to watch. That certainly could be something that Ben McCollum is looking for to help stock the roster, if you will, here going into 2026. But when you look at, the news involving Tavion Banks, certainly interesting. And like I said at the top of the show, there is really no news to report with this. It's still kind of up in the air as to what exactly is going to happen with him. But Tavion Banks saying on social media earlier today, he is doing multiple things. And I equated this to what we saw from Milan Momcilovic over the weekend, the Iowa State sharpshooter, declaring for the NBA draft, entering the transfer portal, but also hoping to return to Iowa City. Now, it's different from the Momcilovic situation, because I think in the end, Momcilovic ends up staying in the draft and will find a home in the NBA. This is, I think, purely keeping your options open, but there is one option that you absolutely want to have. And if you're Tavion Banks, and he said as much in social media, he is battling for a fifth year of collegiate eligibility. He said, quote, "If a fifth year of eligibility becomes an option, I want to be a Hawkeye." So he's interested in staying in Iowa City, playing for Ben McCollum. And that is option A. But because in this day and age in college sports and really in life in general, right? I did not intend for this to be a life lesson type of show, but you can't put all your eggs in one basket, right? You're applying for a job. Oh, I'm only going to focus on this one. And I'm not going to worry about the other one. No, keep your options open, right? You're choosing a house. Maybe that's a bad example, but different life things, right? Don't focus on all one thing. And especially when your team, the team you want to come back to, also has to plan for their future. That's why the portal is mentioned. And yeah, if I can't play college ball at Iowa, in Iowa City, or with somewhere else that fits my needs for that fifth year of eligibility, then yeah, I want to test the pro waters. So having multiple irons in the fire here, right? It's not necessarily indicative of one thing or another, because he's made it very clear what option he would choose if he does get that fifth year of eligibility. But Iowa has to move forward. They have to recruit guys out of the transfer portal. They can't keep NIL money tied up, kind of waiting. Well, is Tavion going to come back? We don't know. Sorry, portal recruit. We can't guarantee anything to you because we're waiting on this person. That's not how things work. And it was similar to what we saw with Momcilovic. He's doing his team a solid, right? I think Tavion Banks is doing his team a solid saying, if I can't come back, I'm going to go pro. My first choice, though, is to come back. And, well, if the other option, right, the portal is the final option, he'll play somewhere else. But he doesn't want to play anywhere else. He wants to play in Iowa City. If you're not familiar with this case or the reason why he's seeking a fifth year of eligibility, Banks played four seasons of college hoops. But two of those seasons came at the junior college level. So he is appealing, saying I should get another year of eligibility because of that. The door is not closed for him getting an extra year of eligibility. But he said in his statement on social media, as I explore all options in continuing my basketball career, I'm declaring for the draft, entering him in the portal. In the event that a fifth year is granted, if a fifth year becomes an option, I want to be a Hawkeye, end quote. That is exactly what Tavion Banks said on social media today. So will you see him in black and gold next year? I don't know. As we've seen the eligibility cases, your guess is as good as mine, folks. I don't know. The NCAA, I mean, look, they rule in eligibility cases quicker than they do vacated wins from like three seasons ago. We've determined that. More on that in just a moment, because I saw, if you follow me on X on at SW on the radio, I tweeted this last night. Got a quick addendum to our discussion about the eligibility or the vacated wins here in just a bit. But you have to have all these options open, right? And that's just how things are in college athletics right now. You can't just say, okay, well, I'm so focused on coming back to this school. Because if you don't get what you want, then, well, you kind of messed up, right? You didn't declare for the draft on time. You're also not in the portal because the portal window is closing soon. You gotta be able to do this. And the eligibility thing, right? When's it going to get ruled on? I don't know. But hopefully quicker than, again, those vacated wins from the football team from 2023. It could be soon. It could be not soon, right? It's not very advantageous to the player. The hope is that it is. But at some point, he'll make his decision. And I don't know where he would be at with that. What if he can't come back to Iowa, would he go pro? Or if Iowa can't bring him back because they've guaranteed spots, right? NIL money and all that stuff. Would they let him go to another school? Would he want to play for another school? Because he's been so loyal to Ben McCollum, following him from Drake to Iowa City and wanting to stay and play for him one more season if he can. I don't know what the end result of this is, but no news, at least not yet. No news yet for Tavion Banks and his eligibility case. 37 games last season for Iowa, started all but two of them, and was a key player for the Hawkeyes last season. 319-366-1600, Iowa also making it official today, the signing of Jaden Kuhn. Mr. Basketball in the state of Iowa out of Storm Lake, 6'7", 200 pounds. The guard forward out of Storm Lake signing with Iowa. Of course, Trevin Urich and Jaden Kuhn, back-to-back Mr. Basketballs in the state of Iowa, both playing in Iowa City. And the ink is dry on that, it wasn't a transfer. He was committed to Creighton, and then Greg McDermott retired. He reopened his recruitment. Iowa swooped in pretty quickly and secured his commitment. But Jaden Kuhn signing a scholarship agreement. It's right here on my screen. That's what it is now. Scholarship agreement. That's what you got to call it now. Make sure the ink is dry on that scholarship agreement before you announce. And Jaden Kuhn officially will be a Hawkeye this coming season. 319-366-1600 at 4:32. Power Hour edition of the show continuing on here on this Wednesday afternoon, going until 5:05 tonight. Cubs and Phillies pregame show starts at that time, 5:40 first pitch. We'll take a look at the Jackie Robinson Day baseball schedule coming up here in just a bit. Got some spring football to get to. We'll check in with Iowa and Iowa State and then get you that the quick check of the sports menu before 5 as well. That and more coming up here on 1600 ESPN.
Eastern Iowa weather from 1600 ESPN.
Scattered thunderstorms will be moving into the area throughout this evening, with some strong to severe storms possible during that time. A few more showers and storms are anticipated tonight as temperatures drop back into the middle 50s. Quiet weather conditions will be seen on Thursday. We expect mostly sunny skies with high temperatures making their way into the middle 70s. Clear conditions are expected Thursday night. Temperatures will drop back into the mid 50s. We'll once again see chances for severe weather late on Friday. And that was a check of your weather first forecast. I'm meteorologist Kason Frericks.
Thank you, Kason. A reminder, there is a tornado watch in effect until 9 o'clock for the entire 1600 ESPN listening area. That includes Lynn and Johnson counties, also Benton, Iowa, Jones, and Washington counties and surrounding areas. Looking at the radar, there is a storm cell that is tracking in this general direction. There is a warning out, severe thunderstorm warning in effect for east central Marshall and southwestern Tama counties. That storm with the potential for some golf ball size hail and 60 mile per hour wind gusts, that is moving to the east northeast, kind of in the direction of Benton County, right along Highway 30 there. But it looks like it's tracking a little bit more northeast than east. We'll keep an eye on that within the next hour. Just saw another warning pop up here. Excuse me while I read this live on the airwaves here for you, but just popped up on my screen. Severe thunderstorm warning for southern Buchanan County going until 5:30. 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts and the possibility of half-dollar-size hail possible there. That storm just to the south of Jessup and Independence, right along kind of where I-380 meets up with Highway 20 there in eastern Black Hawk County. So keep that in mind. Stormy afternoon and evening on the way here for you across eastern Iowa. Current temperatures right now, Cedar Rapids sitting at 69, while Iowa City is at 71.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Menards is the leading supplier of quality roof and floor trusses. Choose from our large selection of residential and post-frame trusses, or design custom trusses specifically for your project. Get started on your building project today in-store or on Menards.com. Plus, view our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
The search for your favorite local restaurant ends at Emil's Hideaway. You're tired of try-too-hard menus and all the hype. So escape to the best comfort food around and an actual good time. Emil's Hideaway, away from the noise, on Glenbrook Drive Southeast, off First Ave in CR.
This is a special notice to U.S. taxpayers owing $10,000 or more to the IRS. Tax Relief Advocates is urgently notifying taxpayers that tax relief initiatives are now available that may significantly reduce or eliminate what you owe. If you're afraid of an IRS lien, levy, or wage garnishment, don't lose hope. You can now take advantage of these current relief programs to end all collections, reduce the amount you owe, and resolve your tax problem. Even if you have years of unfiled tax returns or are already in a payment plan, you may still qualify for significant relief. Struggling taxpayers can now get relief they need during these hard economic times. A hotline has been established by Tax Relief Advocates for you to call and see what you qualify for. They are A-plus rated with the BBB and have over 1,000 five-star reviews. Don't wait. Call 800-575-9087. 800-575-9087. That's 800-575-9087, or simply visit TRA.com.
Iowa. It's Shawn Johnson East, Olympic gold medalist, wife, and proud mother. I know it can sometimes feel like life is spinning in the opposite direction of those around us, like it's off balance. In those moments, it's easy to feel like you're alone, but you're never alone with 988. If you ever find yourself in an emotional crisis or thinking about suicide, there is hope. You can get free 24/7 confidential help from 988. Call, text, or chat 988 now.
A message from Iowa HHS.
High school baseball is back, and so is the Radio Iowa Baseball Coaches Association poll. Once again, Radio Iowa has joined with the Iowa High School Baseball Coaches Association to bring you the top 10 in all four classes each Monday during the regular season. From 1A to 4A, keep track of who's moving up and who's sliding down all the way to the start of the postseason tournament. The Radio Iowa Baseball Coaches Association High School poll. Find it every Monday at RadioIowa.com.
This is Spencer on Sports on 1600 ESPN.
319-366-1600. Spencer on Sports Power Hour Edition. Back with you for a Wednesday. A couple questions on the text line. Some good ones. 5748 asking about Audie Crooks. Where will she sign? I have not seen anything on Audie Crooks, which is kind of surprising. There was a rumor for a hot minute about Notre Dame. Everybody this time of year with the portal are like scouring Twitter accounts, and sometimes it ends up like that, where you have so-and-so followed this team and some of their star players and such. And I don't know how you determine, did they just start following them? Is someone out there like creeping on athletes' social media and like tracking who they follow and who they don't follow? I know there's ways you can look up who they've recently followed and whatever, but like, I don't subscribe to that. I'm not going to like, oh, they're following Kansas State basketball now. Well, they might have been following them since they were in high school. I don't know. But there was a rumor, to answer the question about Notre Dame, and someone did a Photoshop of Audie Crooks in a Notre Dame jersey that tricked quite a few people on social media. We kind of all got sent-held by that. I'm surprised I haven't seen anything, to be honest with you. Any number of places could be in play. I would imagine a higher level contender It's not a dig at Iowa State. I'm just saying you're leaving Iowa State. You're leaving a program where you were, you know, the face of the program, right? Probably going somewhere that's got a little bit better chance of winning, right? Maybe. I don't know. I'm surprised the commitment hasn't come across. A couple other questions. 8310 asking about a precedent with the eligibility. just like with every eligibility case, man, the cases I know are for football. And there's Diego Pavia's case. There's Joey Aguilar, who is the quarterback at Tennessee last year. And it's a kind of a patchwork. Like, it depends on where you are. I don't think there is precedent. I would imagine it's probably going to get denied, and there might be an appeal, and he might win the appeal. I really don't know how that's going to go. I wouldn't be surprised if he was back in Iowa City next year. I wouldn't be surprised if it was just, no, you've had your time. You're done. It's just it feels so arbitrary. But I don't know if there is precedent yet with that. I think that the precedent, if there is one, is to grant the year of eligibility because the NCAA is tired of getting sued. But I do not know what the exact precedent is. And 1971 with a good point, the Tavion situation is going to make it sticky for Iowa if they wait. Because if they're like, again, kind of like, well, we're waiting on Tavion, then other portal commits are going to be a portal. Recruits are going to be like, yeah, well, they're waiting. I can't wait. I need a home. And that's where it becomes, like the texter said, a sticky situation. 319-366-1600. A lot of reaction on social media to Addie Deal committing to Wisconsin. Look, people will comment. People will do this. People will do that. I don't see – I mean, good on Wisconsin for getting a top – player, someone who's considered a top player in the class, but if you're looking to win basketball games, I mean this with the utmost respect to any and every program, Wisconsin is not the place you go to win in women's basketball. And maybe it's a culture change, right? Culture change thing, that's kind of the selling point. We don't know. But if you were looking to play high-level basketball and contend for Big Ten titles, Wisconsin is not where I would go. Just my personal knowledge of the situation. 319-366-1600. We'll get to a little spring football talk in just a moment. First, though, this from yesterday. We talked about the just absurdity of the NCAA waiting for 2.5 years to vacate wins from the 2023 season because of impermissible contact of Cade McNamara by the Iowa coaching staff when he was not yet in the transfer portal. That led to him being ineligible in the 2023 season. Of course, he got hurt. So they only had to vacate 4 wins. He played in the first 5 games, basically 4.5, but they had to vacate 4 wins from the start of the 2023 season. If you missed that talk yesterday, you could check out the podcast at kgymradio.com. But I was on X last night, just following along with what's happening in sports, and Chris Vanini from The Athletic pointed out the Iowa-Michigan State game at Kinnick. In that season, where Iowa won, they were trailing. You know, McNamara got hurt in that game. They were trailing. Cooper DeJean had the crazy punt return to help Iowa win that game in Iowa City. That win doesn't count because it got vacated now. Well, Michigan State also had to vacate a bunch of games from that season and the 2024 season because of the previous administration's use of an ineligible player. Now, they only had to vacate wins. Michigan State did not win that game. Iowa did. But both teams essentially vacated games. Chris Vanini made the proper point on X. If both teams had to vacate the game, did it happen? Wait, what's the precedent for this? Now, granted, both teams did not actually vacate it. It's still a loss on Michigan State's Michigan State's record, but man, that game super did not happen. You guys, didn't happen. If you have any recollection of the Iowa-Michigan State game from 2023, it did not happen. It's a figment of your imagination. We vacated the win 2.5 years later in mid-April of 2026. There is, by the way, I was looking online. I don't have it in my collection, but there is a Cooper DeJean trading card out there that has a picture of him returning that kick against Michigan State. The picture of him is returning that punt against Michigan State at Kinnick Stadium. Do all the copies of that trading card need to be burned? Some are asking. If a tree falls in the woods and no one's around to hear it, does it make a sound? If both teams ended up vacating a game that season, what happens? Do we have to go to the Big Ten Network and burn the tape? Erase the DVD? I don't know what happens with that. 319-366-1600 with just some interesting thoughts. Like I was listening to a lot of different kind of reaction to the Kirk Ferentz thing, and I know I said we're going to talk spring football, but we only got a short amount of time, and I want to get to the sports menu, so maybe push that back to tomorrow's show here on 1600 ESPN. But I can't get over the absurdity. Look, vacating wins has been a thing for a long time, but this late in the process, like what's the end game here? I understand rules were broken. Iowa admitted that rules were broken. But now, like, how as a fan do you approach a game that was vacated? Utah State win, the Iowa State game, Iowa's most recent win in the Cy-Hawk series, now doesn't count. But I remember watching that game. Some of you might have been at that game. Most of you might have been. Most of you obviously watched it if you're listening to the show. We had it on our airwaves with John and Eric, John Walters and Eric Heft. Like, I mean, they remember it happening. Are we getting the Men in Black memory eraser kind of thing? I don't know how do we approach a vacated win. What will you remember about the vacated wins from the 2023 season? 319-366-1600. What will you, better question, what will you not remember? Because the games didn't happen. That one touchdown that didn't happen. The touchdown pass to so-and-so. Didn't Seth Anderson have a touchdown against Utah State? We should just pull up the box scores and just not remember what happened in those games. 319-366-1600. Yes, 0835 on the text line. Yes, the picture you took at that game doesn't exist in your phone. Exactly right. You cannot look at that picture. It's a picture of a time that happened in an alternate reality. It's like the sports almanac in Back to the Future 2. Biff Tannen. How would that work, right? Because Biff finds the almanac, he gets rich, right, and then turns into this evil casino operator in Hill Valley, takes over the world, basically. Is it akin to burning the almanac, or is it akin to that alternate timeline where Doc Brown is arrested and Marty McFly? Remembering Back to the Future. Great trilogy, by the way. But yeah, the picture, you can keep it in your phone. The feds are not coming for you. At least we don't think so. You may get a strongly worded letter from someone of the NCAA saying, you cannot remember that punt return. It didn't happen. Nothing happened because it was vacated. 319-366-1600. Let's take a quick timeout. We'll come back, wrap up the Power Hour with look at what's happening tonight. Jackie Robinson Day in Major League Baseball, plus NBA play-in continues tonight. Take a look at that and more next.
It's almost weird how much you have in common and how hard you make each other laugh. After a lifetime of peopling, this one came along and that's it. Game over. Now you just have to find the ring and figure out how to ask. The Dickens family can help. Hertine and Stocker Jewelers has been helping proposers choose engagement rings for 70 years. There isn't a thing about diamonds, settings, styles, or metals they can't tell you. And if you think after thousands of happy couples they're so over it, you would be so wrong. At Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, your engagement is as exciting to them as it is to you. Well, okay, almost. It's a great day at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers when they know they've helped someone find the perfect sparkler. And with 7 decades of experience, they've got a heck of a track record with getting a yes. So, if proposing is on your mind, see what's sparkling in those famous windows at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then, step inside and talk to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
My name is Christine, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, was a healthy 34-year-old, and 3 months later, he was gone. Thankfully, he had life insurance. Ethos made it so easy. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. 100% online, no medical exam. Life insurance didn't take away the loss, but it did give us the space to just grieve.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/game. ethos.com/game. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
In today's fast-moving job market, staying ahead means keeping your skills sharp. At University of Maryland Global Campus, we help keep your capabilities cutting edge with our skills-based education programs designed to move your career forward. Explore more than 135 degrees and certificates in business, cybersecurity, and more. Apply now and save with no application fee. Classes start May 13th. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chef.
This is Spencer on Sports on 1600 ESPN.
319-366-1600. Back with you for another couple minutes here. Power Hour edition of the show. Rolling on till 5 o'clock tonight. Cubs pregame starts at 5:05 here on 1600 ESPN. Back to a full show tomorrow. 4 till 6. Got a great show planned for you. We'll preview that here coming up in just a moment. 0835 also on the text line. Commenting about the Addie Deal news. She's headed to Wisconsin to play for the Badgers. 0835 saying, shows she wants to be the top player. Is she allowed to transfer again? I don't know. See, look, I mean, I think she's going to get the keys to the car pretty quickly there. She's probably going to be a starter. And if that's what she wanted, she wanted playing time. Yeah, you can get playing time at Wisconsin. I don't know how much success you're going to have. I think Wisconsin was better to start the year. They flamed out down the stretch. They were the 15 seed in the Big Ten tournament. It's an uphill battle. It really is. And now they don't even have an athletic director at Wisconsin. Have you seen that whole thing with Chris McIntosh? He leave for the Big Ten. Barry Alvarez on radio in Wisconsin today was like, I didn't know he was leaving. And Barry knows a lot of stuff. Barry's in tune, and Barry was taken aback by it. So I don't know what they're going to do. They got to get someone who actually understands NIL and makes investments into the programs, right? The football team, and you're listening to the show. You're an Iowa fan, Iowa State. You don't care about Wisconsin football. Maybe you do. I don't know. But my knowledge of what happened the last couple of years, talking to people I've talked to, severely lacking in funding, right? They upped the funding. Now there's a whole deal where taxpayers are funding NIL in Wisconsin. Not very popular considering the state of the football program up there. But they've had some success, right? Hockey was pretty good. They've had success at the lower levels, the upper level sports, the basketball, the men's basketball, the football. Hasn't been up to standard there, and women's basketball has been treading water. Bad hire after bad hire after bad hire, and the last coach who had really good success there was Lisa Stone, former Hawkeye, right? They let her go, kicked her to the curb. It's been wandering in the desert, and there's a reason why Iowa's won like 23, 24, maybe more than that in a row against the Badgers, because it's been night and day difference between the two programs, that's for sure. 319-366-1600. Let's wrap things up, take a close look at what's happening tonight in sports. Jackie Robinson Day in Major League Baseball, obviously honoring the day which Jackie broke the color barrier in Major League Baseball, the anniversary of that on April 15th. So today is Jackie Robinson Day. Had 3 games already today, 2 of them involving Central Division teams. How about the Cardinals? Cardinals are like a half game out of first. In the National League Central, it's still April 15th, but Cardinals winning 5-3 over Cleveland today. J.J. Weatherholt had a tie-breaking sack fly in the sixth inning in that one for the Redbirds. Jordan Walker continues to play really good baseball there. I don't know how good the Cardinals are. It's only April, but they've been pretty good out of the gate. That's for sure. Twins lose today to Boston, 9-5. Red Sox win there. Trevor Story clubbing a three-run homer for the Sox, part of a five-run third. Twins made it interesting late. They scored four times in the ninth, but not enough to catch up to Boston today as the Red Sox win 9-5. Also today, Arizona beating Baltimore 8-5 in 10 innings. Coming up tonight, Cubs and Phillies, 5:40 tonight from Citizens Bank Park. Shota Imanaga on the hill for the Cubs opposite Jesus Luzardo. Some more bad news for the Cubs. Just saw this from Taylor McGregor from the Marquee Network. Porter Hodge, one of their key relievers. Guess what? UCL surgery. Going to miss the rest of the season. Injuries, always an LVP candidate, especially if you are the Chicago Cubs and their pitching staff, at least so far this season. But Cubs and Phillies tonight at 5:40. Royals and Tigers from Detroit at 5:40. Cincinnati hosting San Francisco at 5:40 tonight. The Pirates and Washington tonight from Pittsburgh also at 5:40. White Sox hosting Tampa Bay at 6:40 tonight. Sean Burke on the hill for the Southsiders opposite Jesse Schultens for Tampa Bay. And then the Brewers, they are on a six-game losing streak. They've got Chad Patrick on the hill opposite Dylan Cease at 6:40 from American Family Field in Milwaukee. They were playing that baseball game in the middle of a tornado warning last night, by the way. A city in Milwaukee had a tornado warning, and play on. We're playing ball tonight in Milwaukee. A tornado baseball might have been more entertaining than watching the Brewers blow that lead late, but I digress. Yankees and Angels tonight from the Bronx. Atlanta and Miami at 6:15. Houston and Colorado tonight at 7:10. Seattle and San Diego at 8:40. Texas and the A's tonight at 8:40. And the Mets and the Dodgers tonight. Very fittingly on ESPN tonight at 9 for Jackie Robinson Day. NBA tonight, play-in tournament continues. Orlando, the 8th seed in the East, taking on Philadelphia tonight. The winner gets the 7th seed versus the Celtics. The loser plays Charlotte for the 8th seed coming up Friday night. That starts at 6:30 on Amazon Prime. And then Golden State and the Clippers tonight. The 10 seed Warriors, 9 seed Clippers. The winner gets Phoenix on Friday night to play for the 8 seed in the West. And the loser is eliminated there. So Charlotte and Phoenix awaiting their opponents in those 8 seed games coming up on Friday night. If you're looking for hockey tonight, limited schedule tonight. Blackhawks at home on home ice. They've got San Jose at 7:30. Dallas at Buffalo tonight at 6 on TNT. The Rangers are at Tampa at 6, and Detroit is at Florida. Also, Toronto playing at Ottawa, and Seattle is at Las Vegas. That is your sports menu for this evening here on 1600 ESPN. Again, we'll have the Cubs Radio Network presentation of their series finale in Philadelphia coming up at 5:05 tonight, just a few moments away here on 1600 ESPN. Again, a tornado watch in effect for the listening area, the entire listening area till 9 o'clock. Keep you up to date on that severe weather as well as we get into this evening here in eastern Iowa. Looks like a better day tomorrow. And guess what? Tomorrow, full show, 4 till 6 here on 1600 ESPN. I got to talk some spring football. Got some guests in the works as well. Hoping to grab an NFL draft guest as well, seeing if we can get that for you tomorrow. But if not, we'll preview the draft 1 week out from the big day, the first round of the draft in Pittsburgh coming up next Thursday. And we'll preview that and get you a Cubs report as well and a whole lot more between 4 and 6. So looking forward to it tomorrow here on 1600 ESPN, Eastern Iowa's home for sports. We'll get you a Sports Center update. Also, Radio Iowa News, and we'll turn you over to Chicago Cubs baseball coming up at 5:05 here on 1600 ESPN. If you missed anything from the program today or all this week or past shows, really, check out the podcast at kgymradio.com. Talk to you tomorrow at 4.
Hey, sports fans, the ESPN app has all of ESPN all in one place.